السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين. قال مولانا إمام جعفر الصادق: روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدم الفدا، الحاسد مضر بنفسه قبل أن يضر بالمحسود. صدق الله وصدق رسوله وصدق ولي الكريم. Once again, I'm here, brothers and sisters, on this 10th day of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak with one of the noble lessons from noble narrations. Today I'm going to talk and discuss from our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq, one of the principles of a life, which is a jealousy, hasad. Often what happens is, all of us, we want to achieve certain goals, and if we don't have a right mindset, and if we don't know what is a true success, always we're looking to others, and often our feeling will be so intimidated, and we will reach to the temptation points. We begin to envy others, jealous because they achieve something I was not able to. Why he has, why she has, why I don't have that one, and so on and so forth. Our Imam, he gave us a beautiful principle. The first, ghibta, which is a good intention, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking that, alhamdulillah, you blessed with some great qualities and great blessings to others. Oh Allah, thank you, and bless me too, that's not a problem. But if we are envying, or we are jealous of others, and why these people they have, and so on and so forth, that will destroy ourselves before destroying others. We have other hadith, Al-hasadu ya'akulu al-hasanat kama ta'akulu hatab al-khashab. Hasad, jealousy, will destroy our good deeds as wood will be destroyed by fire. Basically, hasad, jealousy, is a state of firing, and we're going to burn that. That's why in the last surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَاسِلٌ مِنْ حَسَدٍ. We take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from hasid, the one who is in a state of jealousy. It means he is at fire and he's burning himself, and we don't want to burn ourselves and want to take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.